Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And my name is Adeline Chung.
We are joined in the studio today by Khadija. Say hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for inviting me.
Absolute pleasure. Now, let's get down to brass tacks. We know you're a little bit nervous, right?
Yeah, very overwhelmed.
Why?
By this.
Why are you overwhelmed?
This is my first time getting
interviewed.
Interviewed and invited into a talk show like this.
Uh-huh.
So. And I'm still a teenager, so
there's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong.
Very nerve wracking.
Okay, we'll deal with the nerves as and when
all
they
right,
come. Then, right?
Sure.
If you get nervous,
must be Richard.
If you get, please.
No, it's actually you.
Oh, there you go. There you go. See, you can be a bit scary, Adeline.
No, come on. I'll be nice.
Yes, you'll try
to be
nice.
All right.
Right. So, Khadija, tell us. We've already introduced you by saying that on your Instagram account, you have around 50,000 followers.
Right.
And the stuff that you're doing, it's illustration mainly.
Yeah.
And some of the characters that we've seen, there's anime characters on there.
Yeah, yeah. That's right.
I mean, I'm flicking through, and the things that I'm seeing, I'm seeing anime, I'm seeing pastels, and I'm seeing cats.
Cats, yeah. So,
you love cats, do you?
Definitely.
What's going on then? When did you start sketching and doodling? I mean, from what I understand, it was from a young age.
Yeah.
You went off to do batik or something with your parents?
Yeah, my parents used to bring me to this craft center in KL to do batik.
Uh-huh.
Since I was around 6 or 7.
Right.
So that's when I started, you know, doing art.
Yeah.
And after that, you guys know who Lud is, right?
Yeah, of course.
So my dad used to collect Lud comic books.
Yeah.
Right.
And I used to thought that they were coloring books. So I used to, you know, take my color pencils, just doodle in them, and I used to get scolded by him from it, you know. So that's when it all started.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But later on, I got into cartoons, so I started drawing characters, anime characters, and my friend introduced me to anime. So that's when, you know, I started drawing more characters, more
what kind of anime
manga style. Well, my first one was Naruto,
right?
Which is, you know, like the mainstream kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But later on, I got more into like Death Note and Gurren Lagann, those kind of things.
Right.
And I did like in the beginning like imitate their style at first, but after I got comfortable with drawing like anime proportions, because your proportions are a bit different from realistic things.
Huge
right?
eyes, small huge chins,
eyes, huge chest,
yeah.
huge hips,
yeah.
those kind of things. But after that, I started to make my own style. So that's how, you know.
Ah, I think, though, anybody that's starting on any kind of creative journey, you have to copy somebody
to
start
with,
right?
Yeah, you have to copy
somebody, right. So what was it about anime that appealed to you then? Was it just the way they look, the colors, what?
Oh, it's very unrealistic.
Right.
That's why I like it.
Ah, I see.
Yeah.
What about, do you play video games at all?
I used to play a lot of video games.
What games do you play?
I used to play, like, Lara Croft, Tomb
right.
Raider, those kind of things. Dead or Alive. I used to play with my dad because my dad was into video games.
Your dad is cool.
Thank you. So I used to play with him, and that's how I got into video games as well. But I stopped recently because I thought that it was very distracting.
It is.
And yeah, it's very
distracting. It takes up a lot of your time.
It takes up a lot of my time. So,
but do you get inspiration in terms of, you know, when you draw, do you get inspiration when you play video games, or do you watch, like, you know, anime to get ideas?
I usually look through fashion magazines for inspiration. Recently, I've been looking through a lot of fashion magazines, fashion illustration, because of the colors. So I get inspired by the colors in these magazines.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then that's how I get my idea and what I want to portray, you know, like the characters. So that's how I laid out my colours, actually.
All right. Stick with that thought, because I want to ask you something about that
in
a few minutes. Okay, we're going to take a very short break. As usual, we do have a giveaway this evening. We're giving away a pair of tickets to Rockaway Festival happening on the 29th and 30th, thanks to our friends over at Livescape. All you got to do is answer this question for us.
Now, Ozzy Osbourne, lead singer and frontman of the band Black Sabbath, was born in which British city? Send your name and your IC number to 01620019000. Don't forget to tell us us why they deserve to win as well. And if you have any questions for us tonight, you can tweet us at BFM Radio or BFM TTON.
Okay, we'll be right back after these messages. You are listening to That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is That Time of Night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And my name is Adeline Chu.
This is our intern, Henry. Say hello.
Hi, guys.
Oh, you should be prepared. Whenever I say be ready, okay?
Yeah, you gotta
okay.
be fast. You know, we're all about radio,
chop, chop. Okay.
Can I do it again?
No, done. Oh. Anyway, and our guest this evening is Khadija. Say hello, Khadija.
Hi again.
Right, so very quickly before we ask you more questions, I want to just remind people we have a giveaway. The question is...
Ozzy Osbourne, lead singer and frontman of the band Black Sabbath, was born in which British city? Send your name and your IC number to 01620019000. Don't forget to tell us why do you deserve to win a pair of tickets to Rockaway Fest, which is happening on the 29th and 30th of October, thanks to our friends at Livescape.
Just to let you into a little secret, the answer to this question originally was something else because our intern hadn't fact-checked. Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, right? Yeah, and now we can't answer back because the microphone's off. Yeah, right? Anyway, Khadija, let me ask you a couple of questions.
All right.
Earlier on, you were talking about how you're flicking through fashion magazines to get the colours and, the shapes and the designs. I was looking through your Instagram page earlier on today, and the newer stuff I've noticed has much more pastel colours in it, I would say, than some of the earlier stuff.
All right.
Is this a decision you've made that you want to kind of focus on that kind of...
Yeah, definitely.
Right.
It's actually only recently that I've been looking through these magazines, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's why only recently that my style changed a bit.
Right.
Yeah.
So tell us about the... When you started kind of developing your styles and the characters that you've kind of decided to draw,
all right?
Why these particular characters? You know, because I mean, a lot of characters. Let's take some other anime characters for example.
Okay,
you know that these are characters that have been fought through for a while. They have a bit of a backstory.
All right,
you know what I mean? People know who they are. Uh-huh. Have you kind of gone through that process yourself?
To be honest, I usually just go with the flow when I draw, so I don't really think much. I just go along with it and I just like put on the lines and I'm like, okay, this looks good. So then I'll continue and then maybe after that I'll make a story for them. Mm. But I don't really plan beforehand.
Mm.
So it's really spontaneous, I guess.
Right.
Mm. Yeah.
And what about your workflow? Does it start on paper, then move to Photoshop or how does
it starts on paper first. I usually just doodle something and then maybe I'll scan it.
Yeah.
And then like transfer it to the computer.
Right.
Yeah. Mm.
Because a lot of your stuff, it's very advanced.
All right, thank you.
And it's only now that you've actually started an illustration course. You've had no formal training, right?
No. So before this, I was self-taught, I guess.
Yeah. Mm.
So I just looked through tutorials on, you know, online.
Right.
That's quite normal for artists these days.
Yeah.
They don't have to go to an art school to learn.
Right.
I mean, you know, there's social media.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
So it's different from back then. You can just learn on your own.
You mean when it was my time?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
But are there like any local or maybe international artists who you look up to?
International artists? There's a few Instagrammers.
Mm-hmm.
For example, Pepper Disco. She's actually my friend as well. And Mayoko, they're both Indonesians.
Mm-hmm.
And as for like Japanese artists, there's this mangaka called Araki Hirohiko. He drew my favorite manga, I guess, which is called JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Mm-hmm.
So, other than that, not have a local artist, Cyan Parade. Mm. Her name's Cyan Parade, and she goes to the One Academy as well,
mm-hmm.
just like I do.
Right.
And I really look up to her.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. So, my question then is, when you first started uploading your stuff onto Instagram, right, you... Like everybody who has an Instagram account, mm-hmm. you have a few likes and it starts going okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But then these likes got a lot and then you got a lot of followers and now you're up to like 50 plus thousand, you know. How did that feel when you started seeing all of these likes coming in?
Oh, I was like very overwhelmed.
Right.
And I didn't really know what to... I had mixed feelings about it because I felt like I needed to be very consistent in what I draw. Like the quality has to always be good since I have all these followers, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And everyone's always watching and... Mm. Looking at my stuff, so it was a bit like I felt a bit like restrained from doing certain things, posting certain things. But I guess it's good because then, like, if I want to sell art, I definitely have a bigger audience to promote my things to.
Right.
So, in the end, it's more of like a positive thing actually for me.
So, I mean, you were saying that you might feel a bit of pressure about uploading certain things or whatever. Do people get critical of your work? Do they criticize some of the stuff that you do
once in a while, but not so often.
How did you handle it?
I was like, okay, well, maybe I could, you know, just improve in this, improve in that. But some of them, you know, like when you have a big account, you get hate comments.
Yeah.
I don't get too much of those because I'm a drawing account, so it's not too bad.
Mm.
But I do get advice from friends sometimes, you know, to fix this, fix that. So I'll just listen to them.
Mm.
Yeah.
So what's the kind of future plan then, Khadija? I mean, what do you intend to do? I mean, cause from what I understand, you're selling stickers and some other stuff as well.
Stickers,
tell us about that,
keychains.
In fact, first.
My future plans.
Mm.
I actually just want to, if it's possible, I kind of like just want to depend on my online store and maybe go around traveling to set up booths in different anime conventions, anime or comic conventions, sell my things there. And if it all works out, then I think I would like to do that, you know, for the rest of my life. I don't actually mind doing that.
So do you have an intention of like, these characters that you created then?
Yeah.
To make them into kind of long-form comics and, you know, or graphic novels or anything
like
that?
Because I'm not very good at making comics.
Mm.
I'm just good at... I mean, I'm pretty okay at, like, just illustrating them, but not actually making actual comics.
You need a collaborator, don't you?
Yeah, yeah,
you need somebody to work with.
Yeah, yeah.
I could see that happening, you know, a writer and doing the...
Yeah, I need a writer, actually.
There we go.
I need a writer.
I was thinking of Ernest Ng.
Ernest Ng, that's
because I've thought about it before. Yeah. I do need a writer. I'm not very good with stories.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. So,
but it looks like you're having fun doing it, you know, the stuff that you're doing.
Yeah, I do have fun.
And I think that kind of comes through in a lot of your work as well. It looks colourful, it looks fun, it looks very creative.
Yeah.
You know, so what does your friends and family think about your kind of Instagram success?
They actually really support me.
Right.
Mm. Because my parents are very into art as well. They're more into fine arts, actually.
Mm.
So my mom's like encouraging me to do fine arts, but I wanted to do illustration instead, but she doesn't really mind, to be honest. And they are art collectors as well, so they are. I think they are quite proud of me.
Right.
I think.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. The stuff that you're doing. What do you think for you, is the work that you're most proud of?
I guess being able to, you know, earn something from doing my hobby. I guess.
Right.
So I'm able to earn money just from doing my hobby. Just for my hobby. And
you're making money from nothing.
Just from something that I enjoy doing.
Right.
You know, unfortunately, not a lot of people get to do that.
Exactly.
So I'm very lucky because I'm able to, you know,
it's fine. No, I understand what you're saying. There are very few people who have the opportunity to do something they enjoy. Yeah. And to make money out of it, and to, you know, attract followers and get inspiration from all over the world, right? I mean, you're looking to Japan for inspiration. You're looking here at home for inspiration. The colors that you're using, I think, is great.
Thank you.
I really do. I mean, I said to Henry earlier on, you can really see the progress between here and there. So we're looking forward to the next round of stickers. When you get some more, please do let us know.
We're
very excited about
it. Did you bring anything today?
I did,
actually.
You did?
Oh, you did?
Yes. Yeah, I did.
Richard, okay. I thought you said you sold out.
I bought a small thing.
You do?
Yeah.
Brilliant. You can't have any, Adeline. No.
See, I knew it.
I bought three, so.
Oh, you brought three?
Yay! One each. You see?
Darn it.
Richard, stop being selfish.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we are out of time for this segment, but we'll be back in a couple of minutes. We'll be doing News Front Page 2 and, of course, Smarty Pants. Do not panic about Smarty Pants. It's fun, right? Yeah, and if you can't get the answer, we'll get Henry to do it or something.
Thanks,
Henry.
Oh,
we can't do that. No, because he wrote the questions. That won't help. Anyway, ladies and gents, we'll be back right after these messages. You are listening to That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9. Don't forget about the giveaway, 016-201-9000, which British city did the lead singer of Black Sabbath, Ozzy Osbourne? Where was he born? Let us know.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chu.
In the studio with me right now is Khadija. Say hello, Khadija.
Hi, guys.
And over there is our intern, Henry. Say hello, Henry.
Hello.
Oh, his microphone went off. Try again.
How dare you?
Oh, it went off again. Should we try that again?
The one I
did. Ah, he's great. That's Henry, of course. You'll be hearing from him in a little bit. He makes that noise that sounds like a buzzer. Anyway, Khadija, right? We've got Smarty Pants coming up in a little bit, which is the quiz that we have, right? 30
okay.
questions, 3 minutes, all a bit of fun. Are you
30
excited?
30 questions?
30
yeah.
questions, right. yeah. Consider it your first exam.
Right.
I'm joking,
okay.
I'm joking. Now, we have a giveaway. What are we giving away?
Well, we're giving away a pair of tickets to Rockaway Festival, which is happening on the 29th and 30th of October, thanks to our friends at Livescape. Now, the question is, Ozzy Osbourne, lead singer and frontman of the band Black Sabbath, was born in which British city? Send your name and your IC number 201-620-19000. Don't forget to tell us, why do you deserve to win those tickets?
Okie dokie, we are moving on to news from page 2, and it sounds like this.
Extra, extra, beat all the
fire.
What's all the shouting?
It's sushi time.
It's sushi time.
You guys like sushi?
Of course.
Japanese food? Khadija,
yeah,
like?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, do you like wasabi?
Yes.
I love wasabi.
You love wasabi?
I love wasabi.
Now, a sushi chain in Osaka. Okay, I've not been to Japan, but this restaurant has been accused of discrimination after foreign customers. They claim that, you know, sushi chefs there, they put in twice as much wasabi as usual in their sushi.
I don't know if that's a bad thing or not. I like wasabi.
I love, but you know, usually if you're going to put too much,
limit.
it's going to kill.
It's going to go up your nose, and
right.
you know.
Yeah, but the thing is, what the chefs said in news, they said that, you know, a lot of foreign customers, they always request for more ginger wasabi mm-hmm. and all. So this time, without asking whether do you want more wasabi or ginger, I'm going to give it to you anyway.
Just take it.
Yeah, he's just going to like surprise you, you know?
Right.
Yeah, well, so they got sued.
I mean, they got sued?
Oh, no, oh, sorry, accused.
Oh. Mm. But the thing is, from what I understand, the way in which we eat sushi here, right? And correct me if I'm wrong, but let's talk about going through the sushi eating process right now, shall we? So you've got your little bowl with your soy sauce in.
Mm-hmm.
You take your wasabi, you put it in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Stir it with your chopsticks, right?
Mix it out.
Mix
yeah.
it up a little
yeah.
bit.
That's right.
Get your nigiri or whatever it is that you want to
uh-huh.
eat. And you dip it slightly and then eat it, right? And then
yeah.
if you're changing fish
wait,
style.
Wait.
If you're changing fish flavors, little nibble of ginger cleanses your tongue. On to the next one. Right?
Okay, I don't follow those steps. I just eat.
Okay. Right.
I don't know what kind of fancy restaurant you go
it's
to.
It's not fancy.
And what kind of fancy protocol you're going you go through?
So this was the protocol that I learned, right, before. And from what I understand, the Japanese don't do that at all. At all.
Oh,
very rarely do they dip it in wasabi
yeah, so
or anything.
When I watch, what do you call it, food show, right? And when they dip...
Deep? Is that same as dip? Okay.
No, when they dip sushis into the sauce, it's just very slight.
Yeah,
very little.
And they turn it upside down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because the rice is not supposed to get wet.
Yeah, but I dip the whole bloody thing inside.
Same. Right? So we've been doing it wrong. So maybe what these Japanese chefs are doing is it's kind of rebelling against...
Yeah, they're trying to correct the foreigners.
Correct. So they're basically saying, don't bother dipping, you don't need to.
Yeah, but they're putting wasabi twice as much as usual.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, we are foreigners, according to the
Japanese.
So revenge.
Right, so we would be putting too much wasabi in, aren't we? That's what we're doing.
I don't mind, actually.
But I mean... What,
the more, the better.
This is the thing. It's funny when you see people... And
I'm super Asian.
These huge amounts of wasabi
Malaysian.
They put in. Right, right. Huge amounts of wasabi. You see them stirring it up and they put it in their mouth and their eyes are streaming, their nose
is
running.
You know when I mix wasabi and the sauce around? When I mix it around, I would dip it... Because you use a chopstick, right?
Yeah.
And I would taste it first before I eat my wasabi.
Yeah,
right.
yeah, yeah.
Sorry,
that's what I do
sushi.
As well. That's
you
what I do as well. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just to make sure it's not... too spicy.
And,
mm-hmm. It's just nice.
And if it's too spicy, you're going to put more soy sauce?
Yeah, yeah.
If it's not enough spicy, you're going to put more wasabi?
Yeah, definitely.
I love it, man.
Wow, I could just turn off my microphone and leave you two talking about wasabi for the rest of the show.
We talk about sushi, we talk about Japanese food. Come on, man.
I love Japanese food. Right. My story's a little bit different. It's kind of not food related, but is in the long run, right? So Hawaiian Airlines have now decided... that they are going to start weighing fat people before they get on an airplane.
Hey, there was a story about this as well, I think last year.
I think it was somewhere in Samoa or somewhere like that.
I feel slightly offended.
No, right. I think anybody would feel slightly offended
yeah,
by this, right?
Don't bring too much, don't check in more, don't check in luggage then.
It's nothing to do with luggage. It's about you as a person. You get to the airline check-in and there's a set of scales, right? and you have to stand on the set of scales before they let you go.
Why? The
play.
Flag can't take off, is it, if they're too fat?
Of course, yes.
So if you exceed a certain weight, then you have to pay more? Or?
No, what they do, they have to assign you to a certain seat so that it balances the plane out.
Okay.
So wait.
Wait.
So can they, do they need to pay extra?
From what I understand, they are not Air Asia, so no. It's true though. Come on, I mean, you want water on AirAsia? More money. You want to use the toilet on AirAsia? That'll be charging next, I'm guessing. You know, there'll be some ladies stood at the counter saying, "Oh, you want tissue? 10 ringgit." Anyway, but no, I mean, the reason that they are suggesting this is that they are saying that there are a lot of Samoans getting on to the flights, flying in and out of Hawaii, and from what the research has shown, is that something like 70%. 74.6% of all adults in Samoa are obese.
Wait, but why now? Why do they start this kind of law now?
I don't know. I don't,
and not before.
I think it's
something might have just happened.
Maybe. But what they're saying is, you know, they're worried that the flights now, with people being unbalanced on the plane, it's making it unsafe, and they need to start making. You know.
So balance it out. You're fat. Okay, maybe you're going to sit here.
Sorry?
Has that been proved, though?
Yeah, it's been proved. I mean, if you look at things like helicopters, if you were going to get in a helicopter, anybody gets in a helicopter, you have to be weighed before you get in.
Oh, okay.
So then they can balance out the seats and it's
very
strange.
I've not been on a chopper before, so I don't know.
I'm not as fancy as you.
You're so fancy from Japanese food.
I was in a helicopter eating my Japanese food.
Wow, super fancy, man.
Extra privileged.
With one of those bricks that I'd bought at that shop that time.
A
Supreme brick, which was balancing out the helicopter. That's what we bought them for, you see? We bought two.
You're not Asian.
I know I'm not. Anyway, ladies and gents, now, Khadija. Okay. Relax.
All right.
It's this little time we call Smarty Pants, and it sounds like this.
Smarty Pants. 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 Smarty Pants.
Henry at the ready. Yes, I get a thumbs up. Right, Khadija, the idea is we have 3 minutes to answer as many of the 30 questions as you can.
3 minutes?
Yep.
30 questions.
Correct. If you don't know the answer, say skip. The trick is don't hold on one question. If you don't know, move straight on, all right? Your 3 minutes start now. Which fruit from Seville in Spain is usually made to make marmalade? Is it orange or lemon?
A lemon.
It's orange. Which vegetable was the first to be canned? Peas or beans?
Peas.
Correct. What does an arctophile collect? Dolls or blueprints?
Skip.
What is the first name of Wimbledon tennis champion Federer? Is it Roger or Robert?
Roger.
How many stars are on the national flag of Turkey? One or two?
Two.
It's one. What is the name of a ghost or other supernatural being which is supposedly responsible for physical disturbances like creating disorder and noises? Poltergeist or spirit?
Poltergeist.
Which ancient city was conquered using a wooden horse? Ilios or Troy?
Ilios.
It's Troy.
Oh.
What is the name of Batman's sidekick? Robin or Batgirl?
Robin.
A group of which birds is known as a murder? Crows or vultures?
Crows.
Correct. What colour is powdered sulphur? White or yellow?
Yellow.
Correct. In the anime Haikyuu, who is known for screaming rolling thunder?
I don't know.
You don't know. Me neither. And I wasn't even going to try and pronounce these names. Moving on. Timon is what type of animal in the film Timon in The Lion King? Is he a ferret or a meerkat?
Skip.
What is a female zebra called? A cow or a mare?
Mare.
Correct. Which is the largest continent on Earth? Europe or Asia?
Asia.
In Roman mythology, what was the name of the brother slain by Romulus? Aurum or Remus?
Remus.
What was the last UK number one hit single from the band Queen? We Will Rock You or Bohemian Rhapsody?
We Will Rock You.
What is Beauty's name in the Disney film Beauty and the Beast? Belle or Ariel?
Belle.
What is the name of the boy in Rudyard Kipling's The Jungle Book? Is it Mowgli or Raja?
Mowgli.
What is the square root of 81? 9 or 36?
9.
What is the main ingredients of the dish falafel? Is it chickpeas or corn?
Chickpeas.
A pontil is a metal rod used in the process of what? Swordsmithing or glassblowing?
Swordsmithing.
It's glassblowing. Parting is such sweet sorrow that I shall say goodnight till it be tomorrow. Is a line from which Shakespeare play, Romeo and Juliet or Hamlet?
Romeo and Juliet.
Correct. In the 1995 film Toy Story, the 1995 film Toy Story was created by which computer animation company, DreamWorks or Pixar?
Pixar.
Clinophobia. Clinophobia is the irrational fear of going where? To your in-laws or to bed?
In bed.
Correct. Mark Zuckerberg and Eduardo Saverin are two of the creators of which social networking service launched in 2004? Twitter or Facebook?
Facebook.
The Nesjavellir geothermal power station is in which country? Iceland or Finland?
Iceland.
In humans, what is the name of the fibrous protein found in the outer layer of the skin? And it's a major constituent of hair and nails. Keratin or melanin?
Melanin.
It's keratin. Not so bad, though. Didn't do so bad. You got all the way through 27 questions.
All right.
I managed to pronounce something from Iceland. I think we're doing okay. Right, it's time to take a very short break. We'll be right back after these messages. You are listening to That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And my name is Alan Chung.
We're joined by...
Hello, I'm Khadija.
And over here is...
Hello, I'm Henry.
Ah, that's Henry. See, normal volume this time. Ladies and gentlemen, just before the break, we're testing Khadija on her general knowledge in Smarty Pants, of course. How well do you think you did?
I think I did pretty well.
I think you did too.
Yeah, I think so too.
All the nerves have now gone away, right?
Yeah.
Nice and relaxed. So now we actually start the interview. There's another 4 hours to go now.
Oh, okay.
I'm just joking.
All right, before I go through all the questions, now we are giving away a pair of tickets to Rockaway Festival, which is happening on the 29th and the 30th of October, thanks to our friends at Livescape. Now the question is, Ozzy Osbourne, lead singer and frontman of the band Black Sabbath, was born in which British city? Send your name and your IC number to 01620019000. Don't forget to tell us why do you deserve to win those tickets?
Okay, do you want to go through some of the questions that Khadija got wrong?
All right, so which fruit from Seville in Spain is usually used to make marmalade? It's orange. What does an octophile collect? It's dolls. How many stars are on the national flag of Turkey? It's one. And which ancient city was conquered using a wooden horse? It's Troy. And Timon is what type of animal in the film The Lion King? It's meerkat. Ladies and gentlemen, Khadija scored 19 points.
Congratulations.
Well done. I expected to get like maybe 1.5 out of 13.
No, come on. Yeah. Right. So, Khadija, we talked about you are wanting to just make a living out of the stuff that you enjoy doing, right? When will you be publishing some more stickers that people can buy? Where can they get them from?
I'll probably be doing that during my semester break, which is in December.
Okay.
And you can actually just go to my Instagram. There's a link in my bio, which leads to my online store.
Okay.
So you can just get it there when it's open. But right now it's closed.
I noticed that today. I clicked through and I'm like, where's the dirty
balls gone? Yeah, it's closed right now because I'm busy with school. So
concentrate. You're too busy, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay. Right. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been asking you a couple of questions all the way through the show. The question was...
Now, Ozzy Osbourne, lead singer and frontman of the band Black Sabbath, was born in which British city? And the answer is...
Birmingham, indeed. Now, as usual, if you answered correctly, you'll be hearing from one of us throughout at the end of the show, sometime in the near future, and you get yourself a pair of tickets to go and see Rockaway. Thanks to our friends over at Livescape. Thanks very much, guys. Now then, as usual, we'll be throwing out some facts at the end of the show. Adeline, what do you have?
Why don't you go first?
Oh, is because, that because you're not prepared?
I have three.
Okay, then. Do you want to go first? I go second, then you can go third.
Okay.
Go on, then.
About one in every 30 Americans' births results in twins.
Really?
Ah.
Okay, mine is dipnophobia is the fear of dinner party conversations.
There are 93 million Wangs in China is the most popular name in the country.
Those phone books must be a nightmare to get through. Can you imagine?
Wangs.
93 Wang. Million Wangs.
Alexander Wang.
There's so many jokes in that that I can't
even
make a single one. Oh, dear. Ladies and gentlemen, Khadija, thank you very much for coming in. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you. Good luck with everything. Thanks for inviting me.
Hey, anytime.
All the best.
All right, thank you.
We'd love to see more of your work.
Yes,
I hope
please.
So. I hope I'll be able to produce more.
I'm sure you can. Of course. You've got our support.
All right, thank you.
Right, ladies and gents, you have been listening to That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9. I've been Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chung.
And I'm Khadija.
Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, all.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $2.99 subs. How would you like it?
I'll take Drill Sergeant, please.
You got it.
All right, now listen up. I want each and every one of you to drop and give me a 6-inch meatball marinara, cold cut combo, veggie delight, or black forest ham on your choice of bread with any veggies you want for just $2.99 each.
Sir, yes, sir!
Subway! Make it what you want at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.